More schools are reopening this week, including a private academy in Sanford, Maine, run by a church where there's an outbreak of COVID-19. The leader of that church also presided over a wedding that's now linked to the state's largest outbreak of the disease. In recent church services, Pastor Todd Bell has railed against safety precautions, raising concerns among some that his school will put the community at risk. Patty White from Maine Public Radio reports.
A recent Sunday service at the Calvary Baptist Church in Sanford, Maine began with hymns. In a video that was posted online from the evening service, nearly two dozen choir members file onto a stage unmasked, stand shoulder to shoulder, and sing.
That's some good congregational singing. I'm encouraged by that. The choir, we're off a little bit in numbers, but it's just a wonderful sound.
After his praise, Pastor Todd Bell then turned his attention to the criticism he faced for holding in-person services the day after the Maine Center for Disease Control announced it was investigating an outbreak of 5 cases of COVID-19 at his church. Since then, that number is up to at least 10.
But we go on. We go on with courage and boldness to the help of the Lord. What's not being reported is those that were COVID positive are finished quarantine and in church tonight. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? In church tonight.
Bell has also come under scrutiny for officiating a wedding in Millinocket, Maine, that sparked the state's largest outbreak to date of COVID-19. It's now linked to more than 140 cases, 3 deaths, an outbreak at a nursing home, and another at the York County Jail. The Maine CDC is still investigating whether the cases at the Calvary Baptist Church are linked to the wedding. But Bell acknowledged in a recent service that 6 families went to the ceremony. He lamented to his congregation that the word investigate is being associated with the church and criticized the state for telling people what to do. Government is not the answer, Bell said. God is the answer.
As I said on a Zoom call Friday with all of the CDC head and Dr. Shaw, you're looking at a liberty lover. I love liberty.
If people want to wear a mask, Bell told his congregation, wear a mask. But he also told them using one was like trying to keep out a mosquito with a chain link fence. Bell also complained that a socialist platform is dictating when kids can go to school. The church's school, Sanford Christian Academy, starts tomorrow. The more than 70 students enrolled, Bell said, will attend 5 days a week, and all sports are a go.
And we're just going to go on with things. We're not going to be ruled by fear. We're going to be governed by faith. Can somebody give me an amen?
The pastor's comments are raising concerns in a community already reeling from an uptick in cases, says Sanford City Councilor Maura Herlihy.
The school is located in a very dense part of our community. The students come from different towns. They don't just come from Sanford. And that, you know, with the school starting and the fact that the pastor doesn't seem to want to work with the state of Maine and the CDC to keep things safe, what's the potential impact of an outbreak at the school should it occur?
Herlihy says that the Sanford police had to contact the church earlier this spring for conducting services in violation of CDC guidelines. If the school flouts safety protocols, she's not sure to what extent the city can intervene.
If, in all honesty, if the Sanford Christian Academy and Calvary Baptist are not working with the CDC, they're not going to work with the city of Sanford.
At a news briefing last week, Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah said his agency has been communicating with Pastor Bell about its expectations for compliance with safety protocols.
But we also need to make sure that it's more than just communication we're having. We need to make sure that the communication is coupled with responsive action.
Shah stressed that his agency's goal is to work with organizations. But if safety protocols aren't followed, he said, state agencies can intervene for violating the state's executive order. Sanford Christian Academy did not respond to multiple requests for comment. But in a recent radio address, Pastor Todd Bell said that the church has secured an attorney as it defends its religious liberty. For Here and Now, I'm Patty White.